Rox joining us in the studio. Chris Mackey to talk synchronicity. Welcome, Chris.
Absolutely.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy. Good to see you.
So lovely to see you, Chris. And we probably should say you're our resident psychologist, author of the book Synchronicity, and you've got a fascinating story to tell us about today.
Now, before you get into that, Chris, if you've got a story about synchronicity, you can give us a call, 52-299-939.
Great. Well, I notice synchronicity a lot more in references to it, having written a book on synchronicity. And recently I saw the movie Whiteley, The Pivotonian. I found that fascinating. But one thing that was really interesting
about,
is...
Can I just say Brett Whiteley,
yes,
so the
Brett
artist.
Whiteley, the famous Australian artist. And he was pretty bored at school. And he just found it just quite uninteresting, and he felt lonely. And but anyway, when he was 13 years of age, he was in a usual church service, and he saw a book on the ground, and he picked it up, and it was a book by Van Gogh. And he looked at the paintings, and it actually transformed his life. He said, "Yeah, it was absolute wonder. Every page was just amazing." And he said that he felt almost as though he could have painted these things himself. He related to it that much. And he said he felt this kind of connectedness of soul to Van Gogh. So then he added, saying things like, "I remember having this very, very powerful sense that my destiny was to completely give myself to painting. I knew immediately that there was meaning to existence." Now, this is amazing.
Gosh, pretty
for a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, and he's found a book in a church of all. It's a bit random, isn't it?
And so he walks out and he sees all these trees differently, and he sees, you know, life in vivid colours. And then he noticed something else, and this is where some real extra synchronicity comes in. So we could say that that was just like serendipity or chance he found this book. But then he saw that there was a section in the landscape section where there are a couple of words referred to: security and rebellion. And Whiteley remembered that when he was 5 years of age, he had a dream. Amazing someone to remember a dream at 5 years of age. But in this dream, he saw these two words, security and rebellion. He was in his mother's womb in the dream. These two words were written on the wall, and he had to choose between them. And so he felt that that was giving him an idea for a path to his life. I wonder whether his painting, whether we would think whether he took the security route or the rebellion route.
Totally.
What do you reckon?
He took the rebellion route, didn't he?
But
isn't that amazing? And so that's extraordinary.
And when he wrote about this, apparently in a margin, he made a reference to Plato and a quote by Plato, which used the term holy in relation to an artist. So it's tapping into a deep spiritual sense. That was where Whiteley, at 13 years of age, had this sense of purpose and meaning and life making sense for him, which is a kind of like a spiritual thing. And that's something that I find sometimes you hear people's stories where they feel that, you know, they've found their destiny. And I'm struck by how often that follows what they consider to be a remarkable coincidence.
Yes.
It just catches their attention. I think, this is meant to be. This is my soul.
You always hear that kind of story. Like, have you ever had one of those experiences where something's happened and it's just like, that's caused the penny to drop? It's that kind of thing.
But when you look at it that way, a lot of things have to line up
for the
penny to drop at that point.
Yeah.
And it's when you start to look at it and go, is it really a coincidence? Is it?
That's very cool.
Hey, if you've got a story to share about synchronicity, 52-299-939, give us a call. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more. And Chris Mackey here at the Catch-Up, Bay 93.9.
Mr. Synchronicity is with us.
Chris Mackey.
Chris Mackey. Now, Chris, maybe it is a little bit about mood, but we're talking today about this fascinating story of Brett Whiteley, arguably one of Australia's most celebrated artists. When he was 13, saw a book of Van Gogh, and just decided, this is it. Like, he suddenly, penny drops, I am going to become an artist. And when reading through that book in the landscape section, he sees two words that he then remembered from a dream he had when he was five, all those years ago. And so it's like all these little bits, all the little bits of the jigsaw just were starting to fall into place for him.
And I think that pieces of a jigsaw puzzle falling into place, that's actually, I would consider, a spiritual thing. It's to do with meaning or purpose in life. And in a way, it's interesting when we look at some of the census findings these days that people aren't so religious. You know, it'd be about 50% of people who are, 52% identify with a religion, but many don't. Yet we're all interested in feeling that our lives count in some way, that they're significant in some way. We all would prefer to have a purpose. We'd all like to make meaning in life in some way, or feel that things that make sense. And that's where I thought that that anecdote with Brett Whiteley, it's got those elements that he felt something very significant had happened that really applied to him. It led to this connection between him and Van Gogh the painter, and it led him to feel that he had, you know, met his destiny. Now, these are spiritual terms. It doesn't mean having to be religious.
Right,
And what I notice is that I think there are many young people these days, for example, there might be people in their teens or 20s or whatever who don't relate so much to religion, but they're very interested in their life being significant, in it having kind of meaning or making sense of things. And so that's one of the things I really like about synchronicity, and also what I learned from my clients' stories and my own life experience and that of friends, is there are other ways of tapping into deep meaning. There are other ways of tapping into soul. There are other ways we can tap into our deep intuition without it having to be formal religion. For many people, it can be formal religion as well, but these things I think are important for everybody and everybody's well-being.
Yeah, wow. Look, I couldn't agree with you more. I know that, like, Daryl and I have a couple of synchronicity kind of connections that we have. That's, it's like when we actually realise them, it's like, what the?
Yeah.
It's
it gives you a good feeling, doesn't it?
Does,
and you feel more connected.
Also, well, I think it's absolutely, we feel more connected, but it just makes you feel like, well, we're meant to be here annoying people on the radio.
Yeah, and sometimes you go, yeah, look, I I'm a little cynical on these sort of things at the best of times, but things have changed for me over the last 6 to 8 months, and you sort of go, if you're more open to different things, you look at things slightly differently. And sometimes you've just got to say, that happened. And for that to be a coincidence, that is just the bizarrest thing. Whereas you go, you know, seconds either way, you know, the whole sliding doors thing.
Yeah.
You've got to look at it and you say, really? Is it just a coincidence this happens? Is it just a coincidence you meet somebody, you do something, something like this happens to you? And sometimes you've got to ask more questions. Unfortunately, there's not always the answers, but at least we start looking.
There's that great saying, I can't remember whose, you might know, Chris, there's more to this world than heaven and earth.
Right, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is, it just feels like there is a little bit more going on. And I'm not, you know, again, I'm not, you know, full on religion or anything like that, but I just feel I have a deeper sense of belief in a purpose.
Yes, a way a friend and mentor describes it to me is, he says, look what's beyond the manifest world, meaning look what's beyond just in front of your eyes.
Yep.
Just be open and curious to something more than that, and sometimes you get a sense of there being more connections we can have with other people, or things happen and you think, well, there's a lot about life that's more connected than we might realise, and it is a mystery, but sometimes things happen where it feels like it's meant to be, or we're completely in sync with our surroundings or some other person. That's really good for our well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. As I say to my complete atheist of a son, if it makes me feel better, then so be it.
And I think that's what it's all about. Chris Mackey with Synchronicity. We will catch you again in a fortnight. If you do have a Synchronicity story, you can contact here at the catch-up, and we'll either get you back on, or we'll relay your story to everyone who's listening. Chris, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye then, Daryl. Bye, Roxy.